What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to solicit more feedback. Let people know that their opinion counts. Offer easy ways for them to give that feedback, both positive and negative, and you will get more of it. That, in turn, will help you be on top of your game. In some organizations, there is a culture of feedback with people feeling comfortable offering feedback to others at any point. Some of us are in lines of work where people comment on what we've written or published all the time. But in much of life, this is more rare. That's why it can be a great idea to solicit more feedback. People have opinions. So it's helpful to provide ways that they can share these opinions. And just as important, when people can share their feedback through appropriate outlets, you're less likely to have people walking around with strong opinions that they are suppressing or worse still grumbling about and venting about to people who aren't in a position to address their concerns. So how do you solicit more feedback? An easy way is to ask. During meetings, ask people directly for their questions or concerns. Now, I don't mean asking, "Does anyone have any questions?" This doesn't really help. Instead, you need to be more targeted. Jane, you were in marketing for years before this. What are we doing wrong here? Nick, I think you seem a little skeptical. Can you tell me why? When people open up with their ideas, thank them, even if you feel attacked or if the feedback seems a bit unfair. Letting people know that their opinion counts means they'll be more likely to keep sharing their ideas rather than worrying about getting their heads bitten off. You can also ask outside of meetings. Call people up after something happens and ask how they thought it went. Ask for specific feedback. "I'm trying to come across as a bit steadier. What do you think I could have done better?" Or, "I'm worried I'm not getting ideas from everyone. Any strategies you suggest I use for getting people to open up?" You can ask for this feedback from your manager, of course, but your peers probably have useful ideas as well. And then, of course, there is more broad feedback such that you might get from customers or clients. You want the digital equivalent of a "Your Opinion Counts" box, where people can put their notes. So put a form on your website and put a specific email address too. The best way to make sure that people know their opinion counts is to make sure that their complaints or praise are in fact addressed. And you can post some examples of feedback and how it was resolved on your site, so people can see evidence that feedback is addressed. You can invite people to be reachable about their feedback. Maybe have a blank asking for your name so that we can reach out to hear more about your ideas. Now, this is not to say that all feedback is useful. We all know that plenty of feedback is useless or even actively wrong. But one of the best skills you can learn professionally is to sort through feedback to see what is useful and what is not. And the upside of getting lots of feedback is that you will see that it is not all the same. Instead, it's about seeing trends. If the vast majority of your customers love an idea, well, great. But if a quarter hate it and a quarter love it, well, you can figure out how much that matters to you. But you know that that doesn't mean it's inherently good or not. So figure out ways to get lots of feedback, generally by asking for it specifically whenever you can. Then you can use this feedback to figure out what works and what doesn't, and what really allows you to shine. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.